Blog Talk Radio.
I'm laughing. You know what that applause is for? You really want to know what it is?
What?
Guess. What are you laughing for? I'm laughing over here. What are you laughing for over there? The applause is for, it's 3 weeks until we end this friggin' year. That's really what that applause is for.
Okay, that's a good thing to acknowledge.
Yeah.
I still feel like, for some reason, yeah, some really inspiring things have been happening the past month and the past couple of weeks. But do you feel like December's kind of, for December, still creeping along? No?
You want to know something? I'm looking out the window now, and in New York, which is where I am, and the West Coast is where you are, lovely lady, we're getting snow. So as much as, yeah, we are. It's coming down pretty hard here. And, you know, it's lovely to look at. But I honestly think we've gotten so many wonderful things. We've forged wonderful relationships within this pandemic. But yet we've had a lot of losses. There's been a lot of chaos tapestry of our lives. And that's just the way it is.
Right.
But we have to look at the glass as half full as we could see it. I think that's the only fair way of saying it. So welcome people to She's Raising the Bar Blog Talk Radio, Wednesdays on the West Coast. I'm throwing kisses to my lovely Liz, who's there at 10 o'clock, Elizabeth Colossos. Always throwing kisses to you, my darling, and my East Coast peeps. Hello to you. And it's 1 p.m. here, and here is where we converge to discuss the plights of humanity, health, politics, whatever the topic of choice is, that's what we're doing here every Wednesday. And we've been here every Wednesday for at least 8 years. I think it's probably more than that, but I think it's 8 years. And, you know, all the people that are starting podcasts, and I love it because they're saying, oh, my God, I started a podcast. We've been doing this. Yeah. Okay. We've been doing this 8 years. We're here. We're solid. So welcome to the neighborhood. And, you know, the more the better.
I thought about that the other day. What? I'm so sorry. I just fully cut you off. Like,
no.
Two puppies.
Please do.
And,
please do, sweetie.
And I wanted to say that, have you noticed it has become like ultra popular, and you have been doing this a very long time, have stayed committed, have been immensely wonderful about showing up every time. So you should be proud of yourself. And I shouldn't
thank
say
you, sweetheart.
Should like. That sounded very Valley Girl, L.A. You
should, you
should be proud of yourself.
Gag me with a spoon. No, but I know exactly.
Right?
And you know what?
And I'm not sitting in the valley right now.
No, you're not. But, you know, the truth is, this is my thing. Yeah, we've been doing this quite a while, but you know what? I love people joining because it just broadens the platform. It's fine. You know, I always say one person's success does not diminish the other person's. So the more, the merrier. I love it. It brings more attention to the platform. So
the engagement is so awesome. Like last week, you know, with Sonia, she's got me so inspired for next year. I can't even tell you. And so, you know, and she's so good at what she does. It's just very passionate to listen to her. Very inspiring. But, you know, that's a good point about it snowing. So, of course, you probably feel like, wow, you know, here's December. December's going to fly by.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be in January.
Yes.
Out here,
where
it's still sunny, but cooler. It's supposed to get cooler the next 3 days. I'm sure Tammy Lee's out here. She'll know that.
Yes.
And
yeah.
She is out there. Yeah. And
yeah, she's out there.
But our coolness is not your coolness. And, you know, so I don't know.
No.
It just feels like December's kind of stuck.
Well, you know what's
back
interesting
in the sunshine.
And I have to say that when you brought up Sonya Marie, it was a wonderful segue to Tammy Lee. Tammy Lee was coming on. You were such a good sport last week, and I got a lot of people writing to us saying, wow, you were really lovingly hitting Liz with left, right, and center. And you know, the truth is, I had so many different things that I'm going to say to you today about the LAPD saying that your kitchen is now a crime scene. And I had all these things that I was going to add.
I like that one.
And that your stove is now considered lethal weapon. This is all this stuff that I was saying, but I said, you know what, I'm not going to say it, because she was such a good sport last week with all of this, and you truly were. But the interesting thing about
me,
you were really good.
I didn't.
It was love.
Bad.
You shouldn't have, because it was all love. It really was. What you were teasing, you know, again, you have a safe place to land. We were all kidding you, and it was just perfect. But what I wanted to mention about Sonya Marie is actually what I want to bring on our next guest with. Tammy Lee Webb, and I think most people know her, and she's pretty much fitness royalty, buns of steel, abs of steel. I mean, she's the video that you had in your house, still live streaming, still probably one of the most. When she comes on the show, and again, I have a degree in exercise science, I write things down, because when she speaks, I listen, because she is on top of everything current. But what I like most about her is she's been on the show at least – oh, my goodness, I'm trying to think. We had her on Pumping Pioneers, a segment that we had, probably six years ago. And she's always been on. And we always start the new year with her and health tips. But what I like most about her is we have a lot of celebrities on the show. And they're not as generous with their time as she is. Now, Tammy
right.
Lee... Here's where I'm circling back to Sonya Marie. Tammy Lee, about 4 months ago, contacted me when I wanted her on the show when we came back into the pandemic. And I wanted some diet tips. I wanted nutritional stuff, blah, blah, blah. She called me and she said, you know something? I want to speak to the fitness end, but I have somebody that could probably speak better to the nutrition end. And that's when I met Sonya Marie. And let me tell you something, and I'm not going to name names because I won't, but most celebrities don't do that. When they come on the show, they want the platform for themselves, and they don't share it. And Tammy Lee is always thinking in terms of disseminating information to the masses and making it, you know, what it should be. And sharing the limelight. And that's that. And I think she's actually on the air now. And that is what I like most about her, in addition to many other things. But Tammy Lee Webb is coming on with us. And she should be on. There we go. Tammy Lee, are you there?
Hi, ladies. I love you.
Hi,
Tammy Lee. It's nice to have you back on again. And it's nice to be back on, Liz. Thank you so much. And yeah, it's. Excuse me, beautiful out here in California, but I got to say, there's something about snow, and I can take it about a week or two, and then I got to get out.
Right. But don't you just want a touch of it, Tammy Lee? Like, just a touch.
Yeah, because it's so pretty.
It's so beautiful, and it just, you get that seasonal change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get the, like, time is moving. It's snowing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, I have so much respect for you and everything that you've done. I have found it, even though we're on the West Coast, I have found it incredibly hard. You know how chilly it is here in the mornings. And the morning is my time. I'm, like, going at you straight. But how do I get myself out of bed and just around the block? I'll take one lap at this point.
Wow.
Well,
Liz,
there's
what?
Many ways to do that. And okay. you've got to find, it's kind of like, let's look in the window and say, all right, if here's my smorgasbord of motivation to get me up, let's take a look at those. Okay, one, is it a workout buddy? Somebody like Lori, who calls you and says, ding, ding, time to get up. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 3 hours different. So she's getting you up. You're going to get on your FaceTime or Zoom or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
now you have to be accountable. And that's one of the right. reasons why, which is your next choice, is a trainer. Somebody
mm-hmm.
that you know you're paying to
yep.
to keep you accountable, and you've got to get up and get going. All right?
Okay.
So now you've got your number one choice is, these are just your choices. The first one is a workout buddy. Second one is a trainer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A third one could be, I don't know if you have animals, but like I have,
she does.
I have a dog, I have two
mm-hmm.
dogs, and they have to get out and get walked every day, twice a
and
day.
And she wakes up at 5:30, 6 a.m.
Yeah, this is a puppy.
Okay,
this is a puppy, Liz.
I know. I have no excuse. Like every morning we're looking at each other and she's looking at me and I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, why? Put the collar on, put the leash on, get out there. She is at her height of her energy at that time, and she
mm-hmm.
definitely can run around the block, you know. I mean, she can. And so, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned having an animal.
Yeah, so an animal will get you out, a dog, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one would be finding what activity you just can't wait to do. So if you are a person that hates spinning, you're like, no way, I'm not getting on that bike, I'm not spinning, forget Peloton and Echelon and Diamondback,
mm-hmm.
forget
mm-hmm.
it, I'm not getting on that.
Mm-hmm.
Then, but you look and go, you know, I love dancing. I want
mm-hmm.
to dance as my form of exercise. All right, so there's
mm.
Zumba, there's aerobic dance, there's so many things. You can even just turn on your, have a playlist.
Mm-hmm.
Just crank it up first thing in the morning. And
yeah.
A good one to start with is that Rocky theme.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So
yeah,
I
yeah.
just
yeah.
I just got
yeah.
done training one of my clients, and she's this young girl that young for us. So she's I think 44, and she I always ask them, what's your favorite playlist? So she put her own playlist. She sends it to me on Spotify because I always like to have it.
Mm.
And she's old school. She loves the 70s and the 80s, mostly the 80s.
Mm.
And guess what her first song is to get her going? The Rocky song.
Rocky. Mhm. Yeah. It's
and
inspirational.
You know,
yeah.
And Lori knows this so well. Music
yep.
touches your soul, and
yes.
you can hear something, and it will remind you. It will remind
mm-hmm.
you. Oh yeah, I remember what I was
yeah.
doing when that song came out. Or
yeah.
like people will say, "Man, I was in the best shape of my life when I was doing your Buns of Steel or Abs of Steel,"
mm-hmm.
and that's why they keep coming back to it. Because
yeah.
it's something that they remember, that felt good, that they got results, and that's what music can do. So you put together a great playlist.
I need
yeah.
to do that. That music really can get you going and get you inspired
mm-hmm.
to work out.
Oh, yeah.
It
oh,
really
yeah.
can. And so that's a great
yeah.
tip. I mean,
so you have
I,
all
I need
of
to get
choices.
Out of bed. yeah.
But if you're not a morning person, Liz, there's some people, like I used to prefer to work out in the late afternoon. Like I would take all the classes at 5 o'clock. I will teach them. I love it. And now
mm-hmm.
I want to do all the early ones. Now, not 6 o'clock,
yeah.
but I'm like 8 o'clock because it takes me a while to get going. But I like
mm-hmm.
to do my workouts in the morning because I have more energy then because by
yeah.
3 o'clock I'm kind of winding down and I want to
uh-huh.
do some other things.
Yeah.
I agree. I cannot do it in the afternoon. I just don't know how I've gone from like 6 to 6:30 a.m. to like, wow, this is painful. I'm assuming it's age
like you just don't pop out of bed the way you used to.
Now,
well,
now
okay.
This is where I'm going to have to disagree with you. Go ahead. I'm gonna just say something, Tammy, then you take this. I just turned 58.
Yeah.
I'm still on the bike at 5:30 in the morning for an hour.
You are?
That's, yeah, oh, absolutely, because that's my drug of choice. My head is not clear until I do that. And then, of course, I'm doing free weights and everything, but that is, you know, I watch the Twilight Zone on Sci-Fi. I have my music in the background. That starts my day. And then whatever happens in my day, I know I don't have to go back to that. If my day ends at 11 o'clock at night, I already did what I had to do. So that's psychologically, that's very cleansing for me.
Have a lot
of
yeah. So you have to find what suits your body
mm-hmm.
clock.
Yeah, exactly.
And when you find that, it is like for me, I do like to get. I love the bike too. That's my cardio. I'd rather do
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
or out hiking. But spinning to me is just key. Now, there are times where I will get busy in the morning, either with clients or certain things. And right now,
mm-hmm.
because the sun sets directly in front of me right now in
mm-hmm.
the Pacific Ocean, I will put my bike right there and I will watch the sunset. And I got to tell you, it inspires me so much that I find myself working harder and longer because of the view and because of the playlist that I've put together and, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's a combination. So it's just like food, you know, how Sonia talks about, you've got to find what that is that your body responds to. And for instance, you know, not to go off on the whole nutritional side, because it's definitely, I leave that to Sonia Marie, but it
mm-hmm.
is one of those things that right now with the pandemic, everybody is talking
mm-hmm.
about, you know, all the terrible side of it. And
mm-hmm.
that, you know, out here in California, like the lockdown, I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, that's punishing us that are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Our immune system,
mm-hmm.
we are,
mm-hmm.
in order to beat that, and most people are
mm-hmm.
beating it, folks,
mm-hmm.
is that you have a strong immune system. And if
mm-hmm.
you will change your diet, get rid of the sugar crap, get rid of the processed stuff, and start feeding your body as if your life depended on it. Like what I'd rather see instead of a lockdown is your lockdown is you would only eat vegetables and organic food,
mm-hmm.
no sugar, and let's see about doing
mm-hmm.
that for 3 weeks and
mm-hmm.
see how you feel.
Yep.
Okay.
Totally.
I mean, those
different.
Are wonderful tips. And Lori, that's amazing. You're on that bike at 5:30.
I'll ring you up, honey. Of course. I'll FaceTime you. That's fine. I'm happy to do it. But you know, and to your point, Tammy Lee, and I don't want to. I'm not going to mention names, but you know, again, this pandemic, now we have this, when kids go to college, it's the freshman 15. Now it's the COVID 30. And I have a friend of mine who is the
mm-hmm.
dearest man, a brilliant musician and orchestrator. And he went on Facebook the other day. Now, this man is, I would say at least about 150 pounds overweight. And I've seen him not be able to move, not be able to go up and down stairs. And he put on Facebook that he was happy that his new doctor did not chastise him for putting on another 30 pounds during the pandemic. And I turned to John, who is already sick of hearing me rail about this. And I said, tell me who his doctor is, because I will never tell people to go to him. Because this man is morbidly obese. And put on yet another 30 pounds, and his doctor didn't tell him, well, you know what? You should be thinking about, and he's also a diabetic, you should be thinking of how you're going to age and why you put on this weight and how you put on this weight. And this is what I'm saying. It's just we've become this society that we're already starting the new year in worse shape than we ever did. So we
mm-hmm.
need to qualify why we're here. How, and you know, and I hate to be a Debbie Downer because I'm certainly not, but it was even saying to my husband, the biggest gift would be, okay, you're looking at this man who is morbidly obese. A heart attack would be the least of it. When we die like this, we die in gradients. We don't just, you know, it's our organs shut down. It's our loved ones having to go to the hospital and care for us. It's years of being in and out of hospitals. So a stroke and heart attack, that's the least of it. How do we educate these people to say, okay, you know what? You know, extra baggage is okay until it's not. So how do we do this, Tammy Lee?
Well, unfortunately, the mainstream media is only reporting all the Debbie Downer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So, I mean, in my ideal world, wouldn't it be great if they were saying, look, you can beat this. This is how we beat it. And it's first starting with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why when people, like when you said, you know, you're in and out of the hospital and your family, you can't go to the hospital these days. You can't go in with your family member. And the people that it's affecting the most are the people that have diabetes, that are overweight, obese, that have underlying problems. And so that's why I'm saying is that people want to always blame something else. So, you know, I look at COVID and I'm like, bring it on. Because I know that I can beat it. I have tons of friends that have had it and they, you know, it was like a flu. And it is kind of what it is. But it can, and I'm not downplaying by any means.
No, of course.
I know that it and I don't want my mom to get it. And
of
I want to be respectful that. You know what? Sometimes you got to look in the mirror. You've got to look in the mirror, look at yourself, get real.
Mm-hmm.
Get naked and look at yourself and be real. Because that is your true wake-up call. Because we want, as a society, we want to go to the doctor. We want them to give us something that's going to help it. We have a pill for everything. And it's a temporary fix. Now, not saying that all medication, you know, you should keep, if you're taking meds, keep doing that. I'm not telling you not to. I'm saying you will start the best medicine you could do that for yourself is to eat healthy, feed your body what it needs first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not saying to give up everything that you love, but you've got to kick that out for a while and then have it in moderation. And then you've got to exercise. So, Liz, I'm telling you. So, for Lori and I, get me on a bike and let's go. But for you, it may not be your thing. So, you've got to find out what is that thing. And if you can get out in nature to me, I love Mother Nature. I love nature.
Mm-hmm.
Sunsets and sunrises are my all-time favorites, and just getting out in Mother Nature and breathing that fresh air, not with my mask on, and being out in it, you'll just get this vibe, and you can even feel the difference, and people will even start saying, "Guy, you look so different. You like your coloring's better." But we just don't feed our soul what we need. We rely on what is on the television. Like I don't I hardly ever watch television. I might watch some, you know, Netflix or Hulu or something, but mainstream media I don't watch anymore because it's nothing but negative. Most of it is a lot of it's lie. And I realize that I don't want to feed myself that. Because if I keep it's like if you deposit if you keep depositing into your account, then you know that you've got reserves there, right? Well, if you're not depositing good stuff in your body, guess what? You don't have what it takes to beat this. You don't have what it takes that if you're so scared about it, and I know people that are scared, and I'm like, start exercising and eating.
Yep.
That is the best thing you can do right now.
Yeah,
true.
And you hate to sound like a broken record. Yeah. And again, I hate to always be that person in the room that's saying, well, you know, you shouldn't do this, you should do that. But the truth is, you know, again, we Tammy Lee and I did this years ago. We invested in our physical 401k. We did it back yeah. then. I started when I was 20. I'm 58. So this is, you know, again, I don't get a flu shot because I don't need it. I'll save it for people that do. I haven't been sick since yeah. I'm 1977. And it's yeah. not just genetics. It's part genetics. But I eat well. Do I overdrink sometimes yeah. and pig out? Hell yeah, why wouldn't I? It's fun. Yeah. But the majority right. of the time I don't. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, and people just think that you have to give up everything, and that's not the case.
No.
So
no.
I kind of, and I think I mentioned this before on your show, is that if you think of it as Monday through Friday or Friday afternoon, I'm going to feed my body and exercise it and give it what it needs. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to say in my head as well as verbally out loud that I love my body. I thank my body for getting me up every day and that I have two legs that I can go out and hike the beautiful Mother Nature, and that I have good vision because I am not drinking or smoking or taking medication. To feed my soul. And then come Friday night, if I feel like I want to have a little red wine with my meal or I want a pizza, heck yeah, I'm going to have it. But I don't have it 3 days a week. I don't have, I remember one time, this is a while back, I had gone in for an annual checkup and the nurse says, she goes, do you notice that I've lost weight? And honestly, I didn't know it was the same nurse. I go, what? She goes, I lost 35 pounds. I go, wow, well, what did you do? She goes, I stopped going to McDonald's. I go, wait a minute, how often were you going to McDonald's? She goes, well, I'm a single mom, and so I would always be in a hurry, and so I'd run through McDonald's with to give her child breakfast. And then on the way home, she'd go through McDonald's because, well, wait a minute, I can feed a family of two or four for $20 than going to the store and buying something healthy, right?
All she did
unfortunately. Was give up McDonald's. And I said, well, now do you occasionally go back to McDonald's? She goes, occasionally. But not, I don't make it a habit now. And if there's one word I can tell the people with both nutrition and exercise, consistency. You have to be consistent about your workouts. That doesn't mean to do the same thing every day, day in and day out. Same with what you're eating. But you have to be consistent with eating and being healthy at least 80, 85, if not 90% right now with the pandemic to your body, and then go ahead 10% and let it loose.
Yeah. You know, I don't know about you, Liz, but I didn't know of McDonald's until I was maybe 18. My mother cooked all our meals.
Wow.
That was not allowed. We didn't order in, you know, there was Wetson's, there was Burger King. My mother didn't allow us, but, you know, again, when you start having your money when you're 18 and you're going out with your friends, But I didn't know from that all through my growing up years. We ate clean. My mother cooked all our meals, so I didn't know from
growing
that.
Growing up in the South, we did not, you know.
You didn't.
I mean, my mom is a wonderful cook, and she will do it homemade. And she did it homemade most of the time, but they wouldn't think twice about stopping by there. And
really,
you know, it took me a little while when I came out here to realize, oh, people don't do this and do that, you know. And I at least when I found myself in school, I was just, it was like looking, I was in a candy store at the healthy option, if that makes sense. You know, instead of looking at junk food and lollipops, I was looking at true health food. And this was at the school. And so then when I would go out with sushi, it was just, I didn't eat that way in the South. You know, we were comfortable, but it was just if that makes sense. Totally.
It is different depending on where you live. Is it Louisiana, I think, has one of the highest population of obesity? Or is it Mississippi?
You are correct.
Is how you're raised. I, too, my father was from Oklahoma, though my mother was California, but I remember, you know, biscuits and gravy and, we didn't go out. Junk food wasn't an everyday thing. I mean, I was raised on a farm, so we had, you know, fresh everything.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But at the same time, my dad still always wanted his fried spuds, fried potatoes, or mashed potato and gravy. And those are things that I just like gravy to me, but I still like potatoes, but I limit them. You know what I just got? I didn't realize I wasn't supposed to open it till Christmas, but a box came, and my boyfriend tends to send, you know, before I know it, boxes are coming. I'm like, what did he order? And I open it up and I'm like, what is this? And I call him, did you send this box? And he goes, oh, I think it was from my dad. And it was an air fryer. And I go, we don't eat fried foods. But that was the point, was it's an air fryer. And so one of my clients has said, oh, my gosh, it's really good. Like, it makes it crispy, but it's not with grease. So I haven't used it yet because I don't eat much fried stuff. But I'm going to give it a try.
Yeah, it looks good. I've seen the infomercials. It looks good.
Yeah, I don't understand why. And I had a hard time, too, for changing it up at first. But then it became something that I truly, genuinely loved. And it was like a gift to my body. So I understand what you're saying completely, you know. But with fish, even, talking about the air fryer, like you can do a lot, I'm assuming. With fish, I mean, our fish in the South is deep fried. And you had this beautiful fish from the Gulf of Mexico, and you're ruining it by
ruining it. Yep.
In that grease, you know. Although, that's probably what I'm cooking, Lori, for Christmas. So it's going to be delicious, you know. No, I don't care this time. I'm going to cook, like, catfish and maybe, I thought about it, some salsa, this homemade salsa we do with avocado, tomatoes, cilantro, onion.
That's nice.
And, you know, I feel, you know, is this wrong, Tammy Lee? I feel like every once in a while we're going to have the fried fish. I do come from the South. We're going to have the pound
cake. Absolutely. Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely. Remember, that's just it's what you choose to have that one special day. So I could have and forgive me if I already have said this in the past shows, but so I'm one of those people where I go, okay, I love pumpkin pie, but I will only have it at Thanksgiving and again at Christmas, and then I never touch it again. But when I have a pie, so this Thanksgiving I was with my mother. I hadn't seen her since this whole thing, and I really wanted to be with her. She lives 10 hours away, and so I said, Mom, I'm coming with my animals, and we're just going to – we had it together, and I took a pumpkin pie, and she knows how much I love it. And she's not a big pumpkin pie. Okay, I'm going to admit this, folks. So over the course of 5 days, I ate the whole pie.
You did? Okay.
I ate the whole pie, but it was a small pie. It wasn't like, a Costco pie. But when I got home, you know, that's, to me, it was, all right, motivation. I'm getting that pie off of me.
Exactly.
And it's already off. Because it wasn't a... You know, I just don't have it every day. And then here's another one of my things. So for Valentine's Day, I always tell my honey, okay, all I really want is one of those big, big cookies, like Mrs. Phil's cookies that has the frosting all over it. That's my thing for Valentine's.
Really?
I don't want the candy. I just want that. But I don't touch it.
But that's okay. You have it once a year.
Yes.
That's it.
So I have different things that I look forward to. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you really enjoy it. I mean, or I'm all, sometimes I'll have it more than once a year, but I'll say, I'm going to take a bite, and you better enjoy this bite, because this is the only bite you're getting. So, I know.
Well, that's
that a nice
teaser.
Way to talk to yourself. And so it's, but sometimes you just have that craving, and that's all you need. I think we talked a little bit about that last week, that bite thing.
And there, there's some
the
people
three bites,
who can, do just a little bite, and they're fine with it. I probably am not that person. What I do, of course, Sonia Marie always wants me to put the raspberry with a little chocolate chip in it. So, and I just, because I put them in the freezer, I like things crunchy. So I will pull out just a handful of either the dark, dark chocolate chip. If I do stick the raspberry in it, then I have it with that. I might have it with a nice cup of, chamomile tea before. It kind of gives me that little fix. But, the other thing, I want to go back to our bodies and talk a little bit about exercise, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
And tie it in with nutrition. But so, I'm very big on muscles. To me, if you do not have strong muscles, then you are missing the biggest part of that pyramid, because you've got to have that base of support. You have to have that foundation, and it's your muscles that hold all the organs together, all the bones and everything. And so you're strong, right? And that is what's going to burn fat. That's going to give your body shape. And as we get older, especially after, well, it starts declining in your mid-30s, but like 50s and 60s, especially 65 after that, it just really starts after feeding. You need to build your muscles. You have to build muscles. And I heard a bunch of girls, these are my friends, and they're talking about their cardio and how much cardio they do. And someone said, oh, yeah, I was looking at, the Peloton or, and I was saying, don't, and I'm not against Peloton. I'm not promoting Peloton. I don't pay for that. But I'm just saying is that you're going to pay more for the digital screen in front of you than if you just get whatever bike you like mine's the Diamondback fitness bike, spin bike, because they put a little thing up there that I can put my iPad on with a Bluetooth, and now I can I can tune into anybody's subscription if I'm or workout. So I'm not limited, and I don't have a screen in front of me. And the other thing is, I don't know if you guys saw my post this morning on I think I got it on Instagram and Facebook, but it's
what was it?
My upper body strength on my spin bike.
Oh,
I think I saw that. So what I do, I love doing like Tabata, or a HIIT. So I'll spin for like 5 minutes, and then I'll keep spinning, but I sit up and I use my bands and I get an upper body strength, and then I
there
go back
go.
To the next cycle. Because my bands are, they're not weighted. I'm not going to drop them. I don't have to worry about, heavy weight getting on the bike. It's already on my bike. So I'm building muscle while I'm also getting my cardio in. But if you think that getting and doing your cardio, I had to take one client. She goes, I did it for an hour and a half today. I'm like, oh, my gosh, really? Why? Please. Are you looking to do a marathon? You don't need that. You work it hard for 30 minutes, 45 minutes. But you don't need all of that. And if you're only doing that and not your muscle work, well, guess what? You're not getting the results that you need or that you want, because your body needs muscle. I want to talk about, I think we talked about this a little bit in the past, Lori, is the intermittent fasting.
Yes.
Has Sonia Marie talked about that at all yet?
I think you both did about,
I think we did when we were on
together,
right?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So a lot of times, like some of my clients will say, you know, at night, I just want, you know, they're used to having dessert. So what I do is I try and get them to, like we were just talking about, either a little piece of chocolate, the dark chocolate, something. But you have to keep in mind when you are eating, and especially the chocolate stuff, your insulin levels are going to go up. Now, if you go to bed, that is the time. You know how they're always saying rest is so important, as it is. Why? Because it's when our bodies rejuvenate. It's like, okay, time to get the rest, our muscles, and we actually burn fat while we sleep. And how much fat do you burn? It depends on how much muscle you have.
Right.
How much muscle. But if your body, if you just ate and then you went to bed, guess what?
Ugh.
Your insulin levels shot up. Now your body can't work on the things that it needs to work on for you. It goes all into trying to digest that food.
Instead of
rejuvenating your body and your muscles and your mind, and to be able to wake up and feel good. So the thing about intermittent fasting is you want to give your insulin a break. So for me, doing a 12 to 14 hours, that's nothing. That's like, okay, I'll go to bed at 8, and then I won't have breakfast till 8 or 10, right? So that's 14 hours. But I'm going to challenge people to try one day a week. It's only one day a week. I'm going to ask you girls to do it too, okay? Maybe we should do it together. Let's do it together because it's always...
Absolutely.
Yeah. And just so we can, hey, how you doing? Or, you know, what are you doing right now? And what that means is you definitely need to drink lots of fluids. You can have black coffee, but you don't want to spike anything where your insulins have to work on. You want to give your insulins a break, okay? And if you do that one day a week, and now the best one that I found for myself, and I want your guys' feedback on this, because if we're going to do it together, we would have to find what's the best combination. So for me, I found... Because I can get up in the morning and I can just go. I don't always need something to eat or drink. I can sometimes go till, you know, noon or one. And then I'm like, I feel like, you know, I need something to eat. So on Monday I had a shoot. I produced some new videos for web workouts. And I was so busy, but production went till 4. I was starving by then because I had already shot 5 shows, and I was dying. And so I really should have eaten before that. But here's the thing is you, the day that you're going to do this, we're not working out. The only workout you're going to do is you know, a walk or you want to lay low, okay?
Yeah.
You want your body to do what it needs to do. So for me, it's like if I eat my last meal at 4 or 6 and then we wait the whole next day, and then you eat it then.
Okay.
24
Liz,
hours.
Are you up for that? Liz, what do you think?
Oh, I'm right here.
And I'm saying, what do you think? What do you think about that? I'm good with that.
Do you think it's easier to do it from the morning to morning, or night to night, or noon to noon?
I think morning to morning.
Then I'll go. Yeah, I think, look, whatever.
What do you think, Lori?
Honestly, I got to be honest with you. It's easy for me because I'm really not a big foodie. So for me, I could have some coffee and a salmon, and then I'm good till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So whatever you guys want to do, I'm going to do it.
I mean, I definitely need a coffee. I don't know if mine's fully black.
You can have coffee. No, but
I have black coffee. I always have black coffee. That's fine. Yeah.
It does need to be black, because if you put in creamer or something in it, then that shoots up your insulin, okay?
Black is fine for me, yeah.
So I could probably do morning to morning, But see, now the reason I usually choose to go like more of an evening, because then I'm sleeping.
I got you.
Right. I'm sleeping, and then I get up, and then I'm busy, and then it where it gets a little challenging is toward like around 3 o'clock, because I'm like, oh man, now I'm getting where it I'm only a couple hours from the time that I can eat again.
But when you eat again, do you go crazy?
No, you just you want to introduce healthier foods into your body.
No, I'm not crazy.
Do not
food, like...
start with sugar. Start with a protein. Oh my God, what are we going to do with her, Lori?
I don't know. I'm picturing you in the refrigerator, just your back, just like rummaging through everything you could eat.
I mean, what if I do something I regret, you know, just like start eating and I can't stop.
Okay. Now I'm going to step in here and say something. Liz, you're 3 pounds. What the hell are you talking about?
You are.
Now here's the thing. I'm not for anybody overeating with sugars and stuff like that your body doesn't need. But honestly, when you and Sonia Marie were talking about 3 bites, I even said, Liz, you could have 144 bites. It's not going to make a difference. But I'm not saying eat like that. But I don't think you eat. I don't think you're going through the house and eating everything in sight, Liz. I don't think that. That's
you don't
all
see
I'm
that?
Saying. Thank
okay.
you. That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm not. I don't adore cooking and eating. Like, you know how some people, like my mother is a true Southern woman. Like, I think you have to really love, maybe I'm wrong about this, cooking and eating to just enjoy the whole art of it. And she's made it an art. And I did not get that characteristic from her.
That's okay.
You know, and so now I've noticed that my 23-year-old son is a true foodie. He loves every process of it, you know. So when he says, Mom, you know, you just had a few bites, I don't understand. And I said, no, I like it. For some reason, it's hard for me to finish each entire plate. But sometimes I'll eat like a full salmon. It just depends day to day, you know?
Yeah.
And there are days where I am starving, and that's why I was thinking like fasting. I would love to fast, but can I really do this?
If you don't make it 24 hours, at least try and go 14 to 16. Let's just see how you do.
Right.
Keep in mind the, I usually like to do this either on a Monday or a Sunday, because I wanted a day that I'm not going to be where I know that I'm doing my heavy workout. Because then, you know, you need your carbs and your fats and your proteins.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, Lori, you said you're not a big foodie.
I'm real. You know what? I eat to exist. I don't. You know, again, there's something wonderful about going out with John and having a nice meal, but it's more the event. It's more being with him and enjoying and the memories you're making. It's the food is the least of it. I do like a good meal, but it's the event and the being with him and all of that. So as far as eating, I eat to live. I don't think of food at all until I'm hungry.
You live
and
to
I'm
eat
thinking,
or eat to live.
That's exactly it. And I cook. And this morning I was making my cauliflower and my mushrooms and my salad. I cook in a healthy fashion. That's it. And
I know.
I enjoy that. I enjoy that.
And Tammy Lee?
I'm not great in the kitchen like Sonia Marie.
Oh God.
I mean, I cook, but I'm not a, like, I don't look for all these different recipes. And but every
right.
once in a while, I will. I'm pretty much a girl that either grills, so it's a protein
mm-hmm.
and a vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
typically
that's
my dinner. So it's either salmon
that's
and
too.
A vegetable. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's pretty simple. But I do have a family dish that has been in my family for many years that I was taught, and it's
mm-hmm.
a polenta dish. And it's great
oh.
for the winter, and I will fix that once in a blue moon because I love polenta.
Mm.
And it's an Italian,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's an
yep.
Italian dish, and it's a red sauce. But my
mm.
grandmother used to make it, you know, raw, fresh, like mashing up the tomatoes and
yep.
and the garlic and the
mm-hmm.
basil. And
oh.
and then she cooked it with rabbit. I don't eat rabbit.
No,
and
no.
and sometimes I won't even put any. I'll just put more vegetables. Sometimes I'll put
mm-hmm.
lean turkey, ground turkey.
Nice.
But my mother would do it with chicken, and
mm-hmm.
it cooks in the. You can cook it in the crock pot all day, and then you just.
Yeah.
It's so good, but
wonderful.
You know, that takes time. So I'm usually
right.
don't have a lot of time. So I.
Mm-hmm.
I just choose to have things that are, okay, I can grill this, I can throw this, you know, together.
Yeah.
But
that's
I wish,
me too.
Now my boyfriend is a foodie. He loves food,
mm-hmm.
so
yeah.
he will do more of that than I will.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm the one that's buying the nice tomato sauce, and sometimes I'll act like I made it, which is a horrible thing to do. But
I'm not surprised. Go ahead, Liz.
No. I'll throw some in there. I do throw some fresh things in there, Lori. Onion, garlic, tomatoes,
yeah.
oregano. You're probably like, mm-hmm. are you talking about from the jar? Fresh. You know? But, you know, I mean, believe it or not, John, my husband is the one that will get there and chop it up. And, you know, maybe this is like you, Tammy, like, you know, where they just love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And there's people like that. And I enjoy food, too, but it's I think I'd be more like Lori. It's I eat it because I need to live, although
mm-hmm.
there are days that I want to binge on something and watch
mm-hmm.
something on TV, and I will do that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
right.
Far and few between. Yeah,
but you know,
but,
truth be told, go ahead, Tammy.
No, that wasn't me.
Oh,
was that
no,
Liz?
No,
Liz,
but,
were you saying something?
That was
though?
Only one time. That was just one time I did the jar thing. That's all.
Well, you know, I was going to say I really started getting into cooking. I would say probably 2 years ago when my in-laws were failing, and, you know, I started trying to make food for the house that everybody could eat. And, you know, again, a lot of carbs with people with dementia. My father-in-law is in his third stage of dementia. I made sure that we didn't have any carbs after 5 because it creates brain fog
mm-hmm.
with people who have dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother-in-law was never in great shape, so I took over as food sheriff. And I made sure everybody was eating healthy. So I think that's what got me into eating clean, making better foods for the house. Because, again, I had to worry about them. Because, you know,
right.
they were my father-in-law just turned 91. My mother-in-law passed. But we needed to make sure they were sound. And, of course, my concern about John eating well, I always ate well. But I wanted to make sure the whole house ate well. So I think that's where I got the incentive for that.
Well, that's really
yeah,
because cool
it does make a
that.
Difference.
No, it does. It does. And, you know, again, everybody's going to age, but, you know, we age differently when we invest differently. And I think that's, you know, I think that's my thing. You know, I try to make sure everybody ate a little cleaner. And my mother-in-law, rest her soul, I remember when I ate tofu, she was like, I don't like this at all. And okay, that didn't work for you. Let me try something else. And then I would trick her with different things like plant protein and stuff like that. And I didn't tell her what I made her until afterwards, after she said she liked it and she wanted more. So that's how you have to do it, you know, and be creative.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah,
you did that for your in-laws.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, again, that's, I think, and I'm enjoying cooking now, believe me. I got something out of all of that. You know, we can't see my father-in-law for the holidays because he's in a nursing home. And again, there's a quarantine, but I'm going to make him some tortellini soup. I'm going to make him some, you know, again, eating for him at this point is recreational, but I
right.
enjoy making healthy meals. You know, it's just a nice thing to do.
It is.
That's
very
right.
much so.
So let me ask you then, I know Lori has all her, what your workout, because if there's a lockdown and people are inside, what is it that is that you have at home as your home gym?
Good, Liz.
Okay. Well, for me, my home, I wouldn't consider it a home gym. I used to get up and really run hard with my first boxer who passed away. So it has not, and then, you know, some years passed and we got another baby boxer, and she's starting to run. But what I've noticed is my running ability as I've aged, I don't know if this is normal, I've been like a little bit insecure about bringing this up, is just not doing it for me. Like, it's really hard. It's hard on my knees. It's hard on my chest, you know. And I used to be able to, like, go around the block 85 times. I'm sure neighbors were like, what is she doing? But I didn't care. I was getting a great workout. Now, I think what a part of the problem is I need to find a home gym, whether it's here or it's, you know, in LA,
okay.
what they're doing is yoga outside. I kind of want to do that. But that's not cardio.
The reason I brought it up is because there are a lot of people in the same situation, either like where Lori's at, it's snowing, can't go out and run in the snow, or maybe you can, but a lot of people are trying to either come up with their home gyms. They're doing maybe some Zumba class. Obviously, I have a platform called Web Workouts, with two B's, and you can go in, you can pick and choose. I've got over 100 workout videos. You can do it in your home. A lot of the equipment, if you go online right now and try and order, they're out. A lot of things are out of stock. A lot of the equipment, the bigger equipment like spin bikes and treadmills and stuff are back ordered because everybody's trying to, you know, order this stuff to get in. But not everybody has the space or the money. And so what I want to share is, you know, there's so many simple little things that you can do at home right now that will get you a workout. And what you can do is a series of, so here's 12 exercises. So if you want to write them down, if you're listening, like jumping jacks. Okay. And if you can't jump because you don't like the impact, you can just alternate, you know, tap on the sides. But you want to do that for 30 seconds. And then you're going to sit up against a wall and you're going to hold that for 30 seconds. And then you're going to try and do push-ups. If you can't do the full push-up, meaning your body is straight like you're doing a plank, then you can go on your knees and do it. Or you can also, if you have some issues on your knees, you can do it off of a table or a desk so you're slanted. And then you can do your abdominal crunches. You can do step-ups. So if you've got stairs or if you have a chair not too high and it's supported, you don't want it to be on anything that slides, put it up against the wall, you can step up, up, down, down on the stairs. And then you can do squats. So turn around and squat to touch your butt to the chair. Then you can go off of the edge of the chair and do tricep dips for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then you can do a plank for 30 seconds. You can jog in place or just bring your knees up for 30 seconds. You can do an alternate lunge for 30 seconds. You can do push-ups with a rotation for 30 seconds. You can do a side plank for 30 seconds. And then you can repeat all that again. And that would take you about 15 minutes. But one time through would take you about probably 7 or 8 minutes with 30 seconds. And those are all things you can do in your home with a chair.
Amen.
That's amazing.
Amen.
So, and your body is a form of resistance. So, you know, there's ways to modify, there's ways to increase. So a lot of times, and especially women, can't always do push-ups. So I either have them start on their knees or do it off of at an angle to the counter or the dining room table or a chair. But there's so many things that you can do in your home, and you will get your heart rate up. If you're doing step-ups on a chair and jumping jacks, and high knees, you're going to get your heart rate up. So I just shot, as I mentioned earlier, about I shot some new workout videos for web workouts, and one of them was a Tabata. I love Tabata. I kind of miss Tabata.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you work hard for 20 seconds, then you have 10 seconds rest. And normally you would go through 8 cycles of that. Well, I only did 4 cycles because this was for beginners. And so I did the same exercise, and you didn't need any equipment. This is no equipment. You're going to get your heart rate up. And I did just 6 exercises. We did 20 seconds work, 10 seconds rest. And then I was dying.
Why am I dying? Mm-hmm.
But it depends on how much you're putting into it. So I always like to ask this. A lot of people say, well, I don't have a spin bike, or I don't have, you know, a TRX or a Total Gym. Or you don't have to. There's so many things you can do with your body and a chair right there in your own home. And if you don't know what to do and you want someone to show you, right now I am offering, I think it's only posted on my Facebook page, Timely Webb, or members, and it's a holiday challenge that I do. And every day on there, I list what you're going to do that day. So I'm going to get to, yesterday was day 12 we were at. So I gave you a skater move, which is just, you know, like leaping side to side. And, and I ask you to do 2 sets of 10 reps, or you can do 30 seconds. And then I have you do a wall squat with bicep curls. And then I have you do a push-up with a jumping jack. So you go push-up, jumping jack, push-up, jumping jack.
Nice.
And
then
overhead press. And then I give you a nutrition. So your nutrition yesterday was you have to eat a protein-rich breakfast and no carbs after 4, and get in your 64 ounces of water. So today, which is day 13, that is alternate toe touches from a downward dog. You're going to do 2 sets of 10 reps. You're going to repeat the wall squats and the side crunches. And you can do whatever cardio you want for 20 minutes. And then your nutrition today is do not add any cheese, sauces, or dressings to anything today.
That's easy enough.
So it kind of gives you, so you can, anybody can join. I posted on my thing, and you can just follow that. And just by doing those little things at home, you're doing something for your body.
Yeah. Amen.
That sounds great.
And it's easy enough. It really is easy enough. Come on.
Very creative, right?
Yeah.
You can get creative at
home.
It doesn't have to be hard. It has to be consistent.
Yeah, thank
you
for this.
Is there anything, first of all, the three of us are going to converge, and we're going to probably do this thing that we're going to be doing maybe Sunday. If you said that was the best day for you, Tammy Lee, we'll try it on Sunday, and we'll monitor each other. But if there's anything else that you didn't shout out before you leave the show, please do so now.
Well, I'm, all about, right now while you're home, especially, and if you, anybody that has worked out with me in the past for on buns of steel, abs of steel, or, you know, I want that body, that's where you will find them, on web workouts. And then I'm giving a special, a special discount to your listeners.
Goodness. Oh my goodness.
So, it is a subscription base, but you can cancel it anytime. Whatever, you don't have to stay on it. You can try it and you can leave it. And so when you go to web workouts, and that's with two B's and S at the end of workouts, okay? And you want to be able to put in, I'm just looking for it. All of a sudden, I just kind of lost it. Sorry, it was in front of me. I'm looking for it. Here it is. The code. So if you put in, all in caps, raising the bar, you will get three months at $9.99 or $10 a month, because it's normally $12. So that's a good.
God.
And then you can cancel. I mean, if you don't want to stick with it, but I am every month. I upload new workouts. And some of them may not be new stuff that I've done, but maybe from my old video, so I edit them down. But I do have a beginner's workout calendar to follow, and then every month I do a new workout calendar that you can follow.
Wow.
And then, of course, I've got some other guest instructors that do yoga for me, things that I'm not – you know how I am, Lori. I'm not going to pretend I know – that I'm a yogi. I love yoga and I like chicken, but I'm not a yogi. And so I always get people that's their forte. That's what they love doing.
Yeah.
And so, I do have other, instructors that I collaborate with to share their workouts on there.
Mm-hmm.
So it always keeps you, you know, and I don't send a million emails. I send out one or two, maybe a month, telling you what's new. You can join the Facebook page. That's a private group where we can have discussions and challenges. But, and then I've got some really great news for Web Workout members next year, and which we'll talk about, because I want to save it for then. But for right now, that's where I'm at. I'm also available if you want consultations. You can reach out to me on Facebook and schedule a free consultation. I do online coaching. Any way that I can help someone with your fitness goals or needs, I am there for you.
And you know, and Liz, great tip. Let me just let you know, because I mean, we're in the same circle. I mean, I've followed Tammy Lee for years, and we know probably the same people. Tammy Lee could very easily charge $600 an hour. Tammy Lee, you would never say this. And I know you're blushing. I know you're looking away from this. I know what you're doing. But this is a woman who can easily but isn't. See, that's the difference. That's the difference in caring about what you're doing more than the dollar. That's really it. And like I said, easily $600 an hour. Easily. So, why we love her.
Thank you. But my aunt taught me something a long time ago, and maybe this is a part of it, is that to me, we've got to make a living, and you want an exchange for something. But she told me this. When I decided I was a freshman and I wanted to try out for cheerleader, and she said to me, now remember, this was my aunt talking to me. It was my favorite aunt in the whole world. She has since passed. But she said to me, she said, remember this, there are more unpopular people than there are popular people. And what that meant was where you're going to get your – you know, trying out for people to vote for you for something. So if you're running for, you know, president of your class or for whatever, that there are more, right? So that's where the numbers are coming from. So I took that and I apply it to my work today. So when if someone yes. came into my, which now we don't do them, but my classes to teach a class, it's not that I don't pay attention to the front row, but it's the mm-hmm. people that are hiding in the back,
yes.
the majority of the people that are hiding in the back, that
mm-hmm.
really
right.
need me more, right,
Amen.
Than
right.
the
exactly
front row.
Right.
The front row really wants
yeah.
my job. The back row is
yeah.
like, please don't, if a notice I'm here, don't call me out.
You got it.
And
oh.
so I always think about, I want the person
yeah.
that thinks like, oh, I couldn't do that, I'm not popular. Well, yes, you can. You
oh,
can do it.
God bless.
And I want to help those people.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a real thing.
And
they're genuine.
It's genuine. And
yeah.
that's exact. You know what? Let's book it now. Tammy Lee, come back either the first show of the new year or the second show of the new year, whatever your schedule accommodates. Because
yeah.
we always have her to, you know, to usher in the new year in a healthy way. So whatever, you'll let me know what works well for you. And we'll
okay.
consider that. And you and I will discuss what you, me, and Liz are going to be doing as far as the challenge. And we thank you
yeah.
for being on the show as always, my lovely.
Thank you, girls, for having me. I so appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you, darling. Happy holidays.
Amazing.
All
right.
Love. Bye-bye, love.
Yes, happy holidays,
Family
everybody.
Family Lee Webb.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, darling. I love her. And there she goes.
Amazing tips.
And you know what? Again, you're just getting to know the loveliness of her. She's just a wonderful. Like I said, she could be out there.
Right.
And I know a lot of people in her field that are. I'm not going to mention names. Have been on the show that are, you know, on the hierarchy of the fitness field, and they're charging certain amounts of money for personal training. I know trainers that don't know half or have done half of what she does, charging $3.15 an hour.
I believe it.
For personal training.
I believe
so,
it.
So this is
very competitive industry.
And it is, and you know what? She honestly, there are weekend certifications that allow people, just because they have a couple of celebrities that they train, to go out and charge exorbitant amounts of money to you know, entice other people. Well, I'm training so and so, so I could charge you a certain amount. Tammy Lee never did
right.
that. And again,
that's really cool.
$9.99 a month. That's just insane.
No, I know
that really is.
I know,
just incredibly generous. If people don't take her up on that, well, you know what? Here's a lovely segue. We're talking about health. And we're talking about,
right.
you know, eating healthy. Did you see, we love Pamela Silvestri. We love her. And we watch
yes.
The Dish every Wednesday at 9 o'clock. Okay. Today I'm watching her. And she's at this, and it was a wonderfully sweet, you know, episode. She was in this s'mores place. She was eating a s'mores. I don't want to be a spoiler, but there was Pamela.
I
want to
go back and see it. Yeah.
Okay. All I'm going to say is this woman is eating homemade s'mores. I mean, this place actually made the s'mores in the size of a sheet cake, which was amazing, and it was stuffed. So here's our Pamela eating a s'mores the size of my head. Okay. The s'mores in the middle, and then she had this chocolate chip cookie on either side. It's a sandwich. And there
oh,
she
Lord.
Is, and I'm saying, Pamela, don't do this. My filling were falling out watching this, and there she is. She had to have somebody else hold her phone so she could double hand the s'mores that I said,
hilarious.
Oh, my God. I think you have to see it. And I'm watching, it was like, a little wider, girl. Come on, do it. You can do it. And she's eating, and I'm like, I'm saying to myself, and here I am, making my cauliflower, and I'm saying we're two totally different worlds right now. She's with the s'mores in Staten Island. I'm with my mushrooms and cauliflower and broccoli in Brooklyn. So how do you like that?
Oh, my God. I have to see this.
But the dish every Wednesday at 9 o'clock, and it's supporting the restaurant community. Speaking of supporting the restaurant community,
right.
I want to give a shout out to O. Henry's Public House, where I'm actually going to be taking my sweetie and his aunt on Saturday, and we're going to be eating there. This is the time of year where I always say my favorite quote from Mother Teresa is, if we have no peace, it's because we've forgotten we belong to each other. And especially this time of year is where we have to dig deep into our hearts and our pockets and realize that we're coming home. Most of us are coming home to a warm house. The bar is well stocked, as is our refrigerator. But especially now, most
right.
people don't have it as well as we do. And I say, therefore, the grace of God. O. Henry's Public House is partnering with so many different establishments on Staten Island that are just making a world of difference in a climate where there's a lot of food insecurity. They're partnering with Eden 2, the Pride Center of Staten Island, Project Hospitality. They are doing just wonderful things, and I think I'm going to do this too. You could actually – I'm going to talk to Lisa McFarland when I go in there on Saturday. And you could actually feed a family of four with a donation of either $100 to $200. And again, it's just so – I mean, I know what I'm going to be making on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. There are families out there that are just really pasting things together and just worrying about paying the next bill. So for those who can – please do. They also are doing wonderful things with Toys for Tots. They're actually partnering with them. Now, listen to this. If you come in with a toy that's worth over $10, and come on, don't go in there with bubbles. Go in there with something that's worth over $10. They'll give you 10% off whatever you're spending. So, and it goes for
Well,
toys.
I'd like to contribute, too.
You can. I'll give you all the information, too. But it's just a wonderful thing, and they're having virtual holiday parties. They're having a GoFundMe. All this is going to be on a wall tomorrow. But I think it's just a wonderful time of year to take stock in what you have.
And
again, we have a wonderful little show where we could laugh at things, and we could, you know, again, you're wonderful in letting us laugh at the stuff that you're doing with your cooking and what you're not doing with your cooking, but the fact is you're cooking. You know what I'm saying? You're putting food in your refrigerator, you're putting it in your oven, and we could laugh at that. Maybe it doesn't turn out right, but it's there. So I think that people need to, I mean, again, your kitchen is a crime scene, as far as the LAPD is concerned, but
they all halt before they enter and say, how's it going? So they
yeah,
all
they're
halt.
Getting that red tape, they're getting that yellow tape up for you. But the truth is, at least, you know, you could laugh at the fact that you're maybe not doing things as you'd like, but you're able to do
right.
it. And I think that that's what we have to definitely think about this time of year. And if we think about it no other time of year, we should think about it now. We all of us are most likely the haves, and there are a lot of people that are the have nots. So let's, you know, do one thing this year. Like I said, I'm going to
right,
go there on
right.
Saturday. The menu looks great. It's a beautiful pub. And, you know, as a vegetarian, I always think, oh, what am I going to eat? There's stuff on the menu for me to eat. So I'm going to go there. We're going to spend some money. We're going to have, and I'm going to tag you, and I'm going to send some shots to you. I'm going to do some selfies on Facebook and do a check-in and let you know
Take
you're there.
Take me virtually, Lori.
You know what? I'm going to. We'll probably be there probably maybe around 3 o'clock. I'm thinking our time, so that'd be 1 o'clock your time. Yeah. We'll do a
right.
You know, that's a good idea. We'll do a little virtual thing so you could be part of it. And again, O. Henry's Public House looks like a wonderful thing, and all their information is going to be on our Facebook page tomorrow, 718-442-6200, and they're just doing some wonderful things. They're going to be the sponsor of the show for the next 3 weeks. We go dark next week, but we're going to mention them because they're doing wonderful things, and Lisa McFarlane is just heading up a wonderful, you know, she's spearheading a lot of wonderful things on Staten Island. So heads up to her.
That's wonderful.
And yeah, and give us, before we leave, give us a Gemma moment. Your magazine, Gemma Magazine. Give us a Gemma moment, my love.
Well, I'm still trying to finish the year. A lot of cool actors coming up before the year ends.
I saw.
And I'm very excited for that. And then I'm doing a lot of research, so people send in your fashion samples if you want to, if you make apparel, accessories. I'm serious. Indie designers, you know, I would love to feature you once the new year starts. I'm going to start on fashion again. So
good.
That's just a quick Gemma moment. I know we're running over time, but and thank you for supporting it. The people that have, you know, gotten on board, I appreciate it.
Of course, you didn't do one, and you haven't been doing the Fashion Fridays, right? Or did I miss any? I don't want to miss any.
No, I have not.
Okay.
You know, we're under another lockdown, and I feel like everyone's had like a dilemma. So,
yeah.
But I still plan to get back to that. It's one of my favorite things to do. So I'm not going to give up on that. But
I like watching it. I like watching it.
Oh, thank you. I have a lot of fun not talking about food. So, you know what I mean. I didn't mean that rudely. I have a lot of fun talking, you know.
You've been taking a lot of blows the last couple of weeks.
Oh. Me and my crime scene. That is what how many times can I say it? GemmaMagazine.com, fashion, artists, actors, and musicians. So that
cool
will
stuff.
Be happening there. And then, Lori, please let me know about contributing. It'll be on the page.
Absolutely. And I'll let you know about Sunday. We're all going to be on the same page of doing that little fast thing. So that'll be kind of fun. And we'll also log that, and we'll let people know what we're doing and so on and so forth. You, me, and Tammy Lee. That's a combination of that can't lose, it'll be good. And everybody listening, the show is going dark, but we'll go into a rerun next week. And then the following week, we're going to have Angie Miller, who is also a friend of Tammy Lee Webb's, talking about going into the holidays, holiday blues, and all the emotional, consequences that might go with that this year. And then the following week, we're going to have somebody that you know as well, Mindy Fradkin, who is the head of the Smile Revolution. She's got her own show.
I'm excited
She's lovely. She's absolutely lovely. She's got her own show, The Smile Revolution, on StreamYard, and she's on as we speak. She's on every Wednesday at 2:00. So she will be on ending our year with a smile, which is what we want to do. And we're ending the show now, and I want to give thanks to my lovely co-host, Lizzie from LA, who I would never do it. I couldn't think of a better place to be on a Wednesday at 1:00 my time. So I love you, sweetheart. And everybody who's listening, go out, wear your mask, be safe. We got 3 more weeks to the end of the year. Please take care of yourself and take care of your neighbors. Take care of everybody you come in contact with. What we do now is gonna make a difference in 2021 and how we wrap this virus up. So everybody stay safe. Lizzie, I love you, sweetheart. We'll talk soon.
I love you too,
And we'll be back the week after next. And Nina's going to take us home. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you.
Somebody went to the bathroom. I'll bring some food. Thank you.